My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams here, often called the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation. Why? Because that's what I've been doing for so many years. Developing the highest quality supplements on earth under the Nutritional Health Care brand. And has it ever been successful? The good Lord takes care of me because I put Him first in all my life. And I hope you do the same thing, because you want God's blessings. All you got to do is get Him to smile on you. How do you get Him to smile on you? Love Him. Read His Word. Do what I tell you on Monday schools. I hope y'all listen to Monday schools. But this, of course, is Friday. Opposite end of the week. It is Freedom Friday, and we call it that because our freedoms are worth protecting. Our freedoms are worth preserving. But that does take some effort on our part as the citizens of this great nation. And today I'm going to bring you another Freedom Friday that I hope will go to heart in your head, in your minds, in your bodies, and in your actions. And let's make sure that we maintain this wonderful free nation that we have. A lot of people don't realize it, but this nation is of the 12 tribes of Israel. Actually, it's the 10 tribes, because two of the tribes stayed in and around Israel. That was the tribe of Levi, the Levites, that's the priest tribe, and of course Judah, which is the king tribe. But the rest of them were scattered all over the country, all over the world, and they crossed the Caucasus Mountains, as history will tell you, and they moved into Europe, into Canada, and of course eventually into America. And that's why we're called Caucasian. It has nothing to do with the color of our skin. We're just part of those tribes. Some of us ended up helping found this great country called the United States of America. Of course, there's no real pure bloodlines anymore in those tribes, except the ones that God has protected. But God did promise us in Isaiah. You need to read Isaiah and you'll learn that He promised our nations that we would be respected and that we would be great. And there's no more, at one time, there was no more respected nation than the United States of America, not so long ago. And, you know, under Donald Trump's leadership, we became that wonderful, under Reagan and then under Trump, the wonderful, well-respected nation called the United States of America. And we were respected all over the world. But as you can see, we have changed leadership, I think through deceit, I think through stealing. I believe with all my heart they stole the election, and I will say this without any fear whatsoever. It won't be long till you're going to see how they did it in great detail. Those of you that aren't awake yet, you will become awake, and you will be facing a situation where you have to decide, are you going to be on the side of freedom, or are you going to be on the side of socialism and communism? You see, part of the reason they stole the election, I think, was a plan. Oh, I really do. They had a plan. The deep state, as I call them, which is both Democrats and Republicans, the ones that's been up there ruling and reigning for 20, 30, 40, and 50 years, which is insane. But, you know, they've got a lot of control, and over the years, they have moved us as close to communism as they can get. Anybody don't think we're a socialist nation just ain't paying attention. But, you know, to start today's Freedom Friday, I'm going to ask some questions and I'm going to go over some things and kind of help you to understand how we lose control of our country and how government takes control of a country. I mean, it's pretty plain and easy to understand once somebody breaks it down for you. But unfortunately, what's happening in this great country today, what's happening in this great country today, believe it or not, is we aren't paying attention. We got real relaxed and real comfortable and actually petted and got so successful that we just sat back and let the leaders supposedly do their thing, which is supposed to be in our best interest. But for especially in the last since the 2020 election, you have seen what happens when your government becomes evil, out of control, has no moral values, and can be bought. That's what you're seeing happen before your eyes. And I think that was part of the plan. I think the plan was to wake America up. And maybe it's God's plan, maybe it's Trump's plan, or maybe it's both. But America had to be woke up. And boy, a lot of us are waking up. We're beginning to see what happens when we don't pay attention and demand that our politicians do what we want them to do instead of what they want to do. And until we hold them accountable when they do not do what they promised us they'd do when they ran for government. Isn't it a shame today that they make all these promises when they're running for a government office, for a political career? Oh, they'll make all these, but nobody seems to hold them accountable when they don't ever make it. Oh, they got excuses why they didn't change things. Of course they got excuses, but that's all they are. Let's hold them accountable. Let's do that. So let's ask some questions. Do you believe you are free in the United States of America today? Do you believe you're more free today than you were during the Trump administration? You need to think about that. I don't know about y'all, but I got a pretty good memory. And I remember back during Donald Trump's reign, if you want to call it that, when he was serving our country, and he served our country, not for his own best interest, and I can prove that. He literally lost billions of dollars by becoming president of the United States when he didn't have to. He was one of the wealthiest men in America and around the world, and he put it all on the line, used a lot of his own money, did not receive a paycheck the entire time he was president, refused to take a paycheck from the people, from the tax paying people. And he did everything he could to set us back in the order that our founding fathers planned for us. But we aren't free today in the United States of America. I'll give you some examples. Do you believe that we have the best health care system on earth? Well, if you've listened to this show anytime at all, you know that's a lie. They'll tell you and they'll try to convince you and have been trying to convince us for years and years that we've got the best healthcare system on earth when in reality, I can prove to you we do not. What we do have is we have the best sick care system on earth. Why is it the best sick care system on earth? Because number one, they only make money if you're sick. The pharmaceutical industry, the medical profession in general, only makes money two ways. One is if you have an accident. And I've always said, if you're traumatized, if you get beat up, banged up, broke up, cut up, or burned up, for crying out loud, go to an American hospital. They can set your bones. They can stitch you up. They can graft your skin. They can give you blood transfusions. They can literally save your lives. We learned how to do all that from the military and all the wars we've been in. But we don't have the best healthcare system on earth because we are a population of, let's say, 350 million people. The world is 7 billion strong, yet we use more drugs, prescribed drugs, than all the other nations on earth combined. That's not a health care system. That's a sick care system. Why? Because what do drugs do? They simply treat the symptoms of your disorders. The question I would have to ask you is, why do we have so many disorders in America? And then I'm going to ask you another question. Was it a plan? The reason we have such a horrible healthcare system in America today is they realized a long time ago, the pharmaceutical industry and the medical profession did, that the only way they make money is if we are sick. So instead of telling us and teaching us and educating us on how to truly be healthy, which is what I do at Nutritional Healthcare, I teach you how to be healthy, how to support your own body so it can stay healthy, stay balanced, and even heal itself. God gave your body the ability to heal, and it will. So I teach people that. But see, theirs is right the opposite. They make sure that the information you get about what you should eat, what kind of exercise you should get, what kind of job you should have, that's all about them. If they can make sure we eat the wrong foods and eat the fake foods that they put together instead of the foods that God puts on this earth and sprouts and brings forth for us in a nice, pure, and natural form, we would stay healthy if we ate that way. But no, we have to eat the garbage they put out there for us. But you don't have to worry, do you, ladies and gentlemen? It is FDA approved. That ought to make you want to vomit. You think the FDA has your best interest at heart, you are an idiot. You heard me right. They could care less if you're healthy or not. As a matter of fact, I think they're in the back pocket of the pharmaceutical industry, and you're going to see that soon. And they will do anything they can and tell you anything they can and lie to you like the dogs that they are. I'm not going to cut them any slack and make sure you stay sick. That's why don't ever get another vaccination. I will never. I will never take a vaccination. You can if you want to, but I'm telling you, you can't trust them. And they're killing more people than they're saving. You're going to find out the true numbers of the COVID vaccine deaths. Not the COVID deaths. That was a lie, too. Those numbers are stacked and lies. No more people died of the flu during the COVID thing than did any other flu that's ever been around. What they died from is the vaccinations and following the ideas and concepts of health that our pharmaceutical industry has for you and the machines that they wanted you to rely on, the respirators and things, so they could kill you once you got to the hospital. Listen, I'm trying to destroy your faith in them because you have no reason to have any faith in them other than trauma. I'm not saying you shouldn't go there for trauma if you're traumatized. I understand that. But other than that, I don't trust them at all. So do we have the best healthcare system on earth? Absolutely not. Do we have the best sick care system on earth? Yeah, if all you want them to do is treat the symptoms of your disease while you get sicker and sicker and die younger, then go ahead because they're good at that. All right. Do you believe we have the best judicial system on earth? If you believe that, I got some beautiful oceanfront property in Tennessee I got for sale. Come on, folks. We don't have a good judicial system. The judicial system is supposed to be set up for justice. You can't show me justice in America today. It rarely takes place. Look at what they're doing to Donald Trump. They've actually taken the judicial system and politicized it and turned it into a war tool to destroy that man's life. They have tried everything in their power. No, you, me, nobody I know could have withstood what Donald Trump has withstood and still facing as they take him to court day after day after day, trying to keep him from having enough time to run for president and to do what he needs to do to be president. That's all they're doing. They're using the judicial system as a political warfare to destroy that man's life. The man that did what? Lowered our taxes, created more jobs, closed our borders, brought oil down to the prices it should be, he did everything almost that he promised he was going to do in spite of everything the deep state could do to stop him. I admire the man. Now, he's not God, and I dead sure don't can compare him to God or Jesus Christ. He's not any of those. I do not worship that man, but I'll tell you this, I trust him more than I do that sorry scoundrel we got up there now. And I'm going to call him that. Listen, until they take away my freedom of speech, I'm going to call it like it is. He's a sorry scoundrel. He's never been worth much. Even all those years he was, up there in as a representative of the House or a Senate, whatever, you can't find anything good the man's ever done. Nothing. Yet he won. No, he didn't win. There's no way that man won in a landslide. That's idiocy. No, we don't have the best judicial system on earth. Ask anybody that's ever gone through a divorce and you'll see. I talked to dozens and dozens and dozens of people that's gone through divorce and only one side's ever heard. whoever files for the divorce, their side's heard, the other side don't get to hear. The judicial system is rigged. They make the decision about who's going to win or lose before, listen to me, before it ever goes before a jury. Most of them don't even get to jury. They buy you out. You know what I'm talking about. Do you believe you can own property in America today? We're talking about Freedom Fridays, folks. If you're truly a free person, you could own land and you could, put that land in your papers so that when you die, it goes to your family. But you really don't own property in America. You're renting it. Oh, no, Roy, I got the deed. I bought my property. No, you don't. You do not. You got a piece of paper that says that the government's allowing you to stay there as long as you do what? Pay their rent. That's not what it says, Roy. No, it don't. It says as long as you pay your property taxes. What's the difference? If you own something and you paid for it and you paid taxes for it when you bought it, why do they get to keep getting a piece of that for the rest of their lives? You know why? Because the government thinks they own all the land and you got to rent it for them. And they set up a system to deceive you into believing that you own land when in reality don't pay your taxes for 3 years and let's see if you own it. Oh, they will not only take it from you, they'll sell it at auction to the highest bidder. They don't give a rat's rear end about you. I'm telling you, they don't. You're a number, and the land is theirs. That's how they see it. How do you keep a society from going into that type bondage? What type bondage? It's called taxation. You know, a truly free nation may have a small tax, which our founding fathers understood that. The taxation back then was strictly to protect our borders and to create an infrastructure. It wasn't designed to orchestrate every aspect of our lives, which is what they do today. You see, our founding fathers set the system up so that we, the people, could insist that our government could not tax us without representation. Boy, have they ever spat all over that. They don't care about it. They could care less that it says taxation without representation. Oh, but Roy, we do have representatives. Yeah, but who are those fools? You think they defend and protect the Constitution of the United States? If you do believe that, you're blind. You're deaf. You're not paying attention. They do things that go against the Constitution on a regular basis, and nobody holds them to accountability. But you know why? That's because they also control the judicial system. Who does? The cartel. The government's nothing but an elaborate cartel. And they control every aspect of our lives that we let them control. But let me ask you something. What happens when that same government, now this is a government that's supposed to be up there, no taxation without representation. What happens when that same government sets up an extremely convoluted, confusing taxation system that almost nobody can see or understand how it works? Even worse, they set up a system that almost is impossible to change once they start it. You know, you ever heard them make the promise that we just want to tax you 1% or 2% for our schools, but once the school's built, it'll go away, and that never goes away? Show me a tax that goes away. There might be one or two, but there's not many. I don't think there's even that many. It's insane. They don't ever remove the tax. Why? Because those taxes are collected to pay for the politicians and the people that they bring into government as employees of the government so that they can guarantee that those people vote for them and are up there hooting their horn about how great our government is. But what happens when that same government rigs the system so that they never have to decrease taxes? Because that's what they do. They never have to decrease his taxes. Why would they not want to decrease taxes? Because they are benefited by those same taxes. They've given people lots of jobs. You know, it's a scary situation when in a free country, supposedly we're free, has more people working for the government than those working outside the government. Now, I want you to think about something. Do the people that work for the government, I mean, that you get your paycheck from government, whether it's state, local, federal, it don't matter. Do they really pay taxes? Oh, yeah, Roy, I'm a school teacher. They take that money right out of my check. Yeah, they take it out of what check? What? Where does the money come from that pays government workers? Where does that money come from? It's created by the working class people. It's called taxes. We, the working class people, the people that put in our hours, that create businesses, that create incomes, and then pay payroll tax, income tax, buys groceries and pays sales tax, buys cars and buys tags and pays taxes on all that. Those are the people that keeps this system working. The government employees take from the taxes. They don't put money into the taxes. Here's all your taxes going into one bank account over here. Let's just put this in our imagination. And now you got the people over here working 40, 50, 60 hours a week paying their taxes that goes into that checking account. Now you got another group of people that works for the government. Now, they're taking money out of that account that the working class people keeps putting money into. They take it out of that account and pay themselves out of that account and then mark it on there and make it look like they paid taxes. No, they didn't pay taxes. They took from taxes, and then they just marked out a little less that they took because they didn't get it in their check they got to take home with them. That's not paying taxes. That's just the way I look at it. You can't have a system with a checking account where one of the system, part of the system, gets to take it out of that checking account, but the other one always have to put it in. The ones that's put it into that account are the ones that's paying taxes, not the ones that's taking it out. You're never going to confuse me on that. I'm not stupid, and I hope you aren't either. Okay? So let's go on. The only way you can ever get them to lower taxes for the working class will be to make the non-working class suffer. What'd you say, Roy? Well, the only way you can ever get them to lower taxes for the working class people will make the non-working class people suffer. You see the system they set up when you've got X number of people working for the government, non-working class. Oh, they're working, but they're not paying taxes. You're going to make them suffer. When we quit putting taxes into that checking account over there and they have nothing to write themselves checks for, they're printing money and inflation goes through the roof. Can you start to see what's happening? All they have to do is divide the working class. The government, all they have to do is to divide the working class from the non-working class and then make sure that there are more non-working class voters than there are working class voters. Are you beginning to see the picture? You get all these people working for the government that's taken from that checking account over there, okay? And you get them to vote which way? Well, they're going to vote for the one that got them the job. They're going to vote for the one that promises to keep their job. They're going to vote for the one that's going to allow them to keep taking money from the taxpayer account over there. All of a sudden, the non-working has power over the working, and before you know it, you have a dictatorship operating by continually taxing the producers to the point that the producers begin to stop production, and that's where we're about in America today. If something don't change pretty quick in this next election, and that same system that we've got working right now continues, it won't be long till most people like myself and thousands of other business people I know and working class people I know says, no, I'm not paying into the system anymore. I quit work before I'll pay into the system. Well, at that point, that once freed people are forced into socialism or even worse, communism, that begins to force the work, that system, those people, that government group, those tax-receiving people, so you're either tax-paying or you're tax-receiving. You're one or the other. When the tax-receiving people get so big, they can begin to force the working class to continue to produce, but only at the point of a gun. Now, If you've got a group of people over here and they're being forced to work at the point of a gun, are they free citizens? Absolutely not. No, they're not free citizens at that point. What are they? They're working slaves. That's exactly what they are. I want to give you a story from the Bible. Look back at the history, the story of Joseph in biblical history, let's call it. Okay? I don't care if you believe the Bible or not, it's a good story. Because of Egypt's idolatry, that's worshiping false gods, the one true God warns Joseph that there was going to be a 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of famine. During the famine, the Bible, it says, and the people cried to Pharaoh for bread. So they had the 7 years of plenty. They stored up all kinds of food and all kinds of grain because, the government's told them, all of you are going to have to pay me this amount, pay it into this. And so they gave that to the government. But, boy, there was plenty, so they didn't cry. Listen, we're living high on the hog. We're just giving the government money. Don't worry about that because, there's going to be 7 years of famine. So that's exactly how. But the people at during the 7 years of famine, about 3.5 years into it, what happened? The Bible says they cried for bread. In other words, they're broke. It's a famine. There's nothing to eat. So what does Pharaoh and Joseph do? They open the storehouses and begin to sell the corn to the Egyptian people, the grain, whatever you want to look at it. And as the people ran out of money, all of a sudden, there's a famine. They can't raise cattle. They can't raise crops. They can't do anything. They're broke and they're poor and they're hungry. What do? Well, as the people ran out of money, they cried to Pharaoh saying, why should we die in thy presence? So Joseph and, of course, Pharaoh told them to bring him their cattle and I will give bring me the cattle and I will give when the money fails. That's what he told them. It says that right there in the Bible. Oh, come on, just give me everything. And what'll I do? When the money fails, I'll make sure you got something to eat. What does that sound like to y'all? So Joseph told them to bring them the cattle and I will give you money grain when the money fails. After another year of the famine, the people came again to Joseph and Pharaoh and said that we have no more cattle to offer. All we have left, in other words, they've given them the cattle. So after their cattle runs out, they says, we still got to eat. We still got to have bread. We still got to have food to eat. So what do? All we have left, this is what the people in Egypt told Pharaoh and Joseph. All we have left is our bodies and our land. So all the land became Pharaoh's. So Pharaoh and Joseph allowed them to trade their bodies, in other words, become servants, and their land for grain. The Bible explains that the people were removed from their lands and moved into the large cities. Isn't that something? It don't end there. At the end of the famine, Pharaoh and Joseph gave them seed. Oh, isn't that nice of them? So they could go back to farming on the government's land in exchange for a fifth part of all they produce. You begin to see the pictures, ladies and gentlemen. Thank y'all for listening to today's Health Update. I hope it's getting clearer and clearer for you. Keep telling people about this great program until the next time you hear from me. May God bless you with abundant health, and let's magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's Health Update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.